This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will take part on Thursday in their first joint interview on CNN since becoming the Democratic Party's nominees for president and vice president. The interview will air on the second day of their bus tour through the rural parts of the southern U.S. state of Georgia. Here's AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Democratic campaign believes in order to win the critical battleground, it needs more than just Atlanta and the suburbs that scored Georgia for Joe Biden 4 years ago, and must also reach out to voters in deep red strongholds. After landing in Savannah, Harris and Walz greeted college students standing outside the bus. And it's not just any bus. It's an armored Secret Service bus with lights, sirens, and communications gear, part of a roughly 3-dozen vehicle motorcade. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli forces launched raids and airstrikes Wednesday in the occupied West Bank, killing at least 9 Palestinian militants and surrounding the volatile city of Jenin. The Israeli military said large forces had entered Jenin, long a militant stronghold, as well as Tul Karim and the Al-Fara refugee camp, which dates back to the 1948 Middle East War. Hamas said 10 of its fighters had been killed in the fighting, while Palestinian militant groups said they were exchanging fire with Israeli troops. Throughout Israel's 10-and-a-half-month war against Iran-backed Hamas in Gaza, Israeli forces have repeatedly conducted raids in the West Bank. Israeli troops and settlers have killed more than 640 Palestinians in the West Bank since the war in Gaza began last October, while Palestinian attacks have killed at least 19 Israelis. Join VOA's Flashpoint as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war. This is VOA News. VOA's Scott Walterman spoke with former CIA military analyst Michael Domino about Israel's large-scale operation in the West Bank. Domino said Israel's willingness to open new military fronts is at odds with the idea of pursuing hostage and ceasefire negotiations with Hamas.
I think, again, Prime Minister Netanyahu and many of his comments over the last 8 months have made it clear that what Israel's trying to do here, whether anyone agrees with it or not, is to sort of reframe the security environment in which it has to exist.
The prisons director of the U.S. state of South Carolina said Wednesday the state is ready to resume executions after more than 13 years, either by lethal injection, electric chair, or firing squad. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
Freddie Owens is scheduled to be put to death on September 20th for the killing of a convenience store clerk in Greenville in 1997. Owens must decide by September 6th which of the state's three methods will be used to execute him. Owens gave his power of attorney to his lawyer to make that decision, but prison officials are asking the state Supreme Court if that's legal. South Carolina previously used a three-drug cocktail, but those drugs expired. Part of the reason no execution has been carried out in South Carolina since 2011. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In sports, Ben Shelton and Francis Tiafo are heading to an All-American third-round showdown at the U.S. Open in New York. Here's AP correspondent Graham Agars.
Tiafo cruised through to that anticipated clash easily when his opponent withdrew after two sets, and Shelton advanced with a straight sets win that included 17 aces. The showdown, a rematch of their New York quarterfinal battle, which Shelton won just last year. The 21-year-old is already thinking about the matchup.
I'm excited. These are the type of matches that I love, that I live for.
Tiafo and Shelton headlined another successful day for American hopes with wins for a group of players that included seeded hopes Taylor Fritz, Emma Navarro, and Coco Gauff. The defending champion threw, despite struggling with her serve early in the match. I'm Graham Agar.
SpaceX launches are on hold after a booster rocket toppled over in flames while landing Wednesday. The Falcon 9 rocket lifted off before dawn, and all 21 Starlink internet satellites made it to orbit. But the first stage booster fell over in a fireball upon landing upon an ocean platform off the Florida coast. The Federal Aviation Administration has grounded the Falcon 9 rockets and ordered an investigation. It is too early to know how much this impact will have on SpaceX's two upcoming crew flights, one private and the other for the space agency NASA. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.